Thomas, don't do the thing. It's not necessary.
I'm going to do
I
it.
I know it can do it.
I'm going to do it.
I bet you this can do it.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it's a Maybach.
James, don't try it.
Oh, no.
You're watching Throttle House. I'm Thomas.
And I'm James.
And this is the Rolls-Royce Cullinan.
And today, we've brought along the Maybach GLS, because even though there are those that say the Rolls-Royce is without equal, we wondered what happened if you spent half the price.
And does it get you more than half the car?
Maybach, a legend in the luxury car world, arguably the most luxurious German-badged vehicle on sale. And while it might be a discount compared to the Rolls-Royce, it still isn't a cheap outing. Today's example is spec'd to $230,000 Canadian. But for that, Daimler says that you'll experience luxury in its purest form.
But the Cullinan is effortless everywhere, so they say. But even though Rolls advertises the Cullinan as something that can navigate the savage landscapes of the sedan or the rough terrain of the India Ghat Mountain passes, we all know it's going to spend more time in Whole Foods parking lots. But that's okay, because when it comes to the road, it certainly looks like it will allow complete and utter superiority over any rival. Let's find out. And a huge thank you to Lekos Autos here in Toronto, who have a pretty crazy variety of vehicles, for allowing us to feature their menacingly spec'd Cullinan. If you're new to Throttle House, we do car reviews, track tests, and quite a lot of messing around. So subscribe and hit the bell.
Okay, first things first. Where did you get the actual Mercedes badge? We didn't actually rip the Mercedes badge off of a Maybach, by the way,
no,
in case you're worried.
We do care about cars.
Yes.
No, I ripped this off of your 190e, actually.
What? Anyway, this is the Cullinan, and it is one hell of a vehicle.
Arguably the ultimate SUV.
It's actually the ultimate bus, I think, based on its size, which is a good thing that it has a 6.75 liter V12. It's just the power delivery is so Rolls-Royce, isn't
very
it?
Very smooth.
Oh, it's just very, very so smooth. And like the loudest thing in here right now is the fact that we've got the air conditioning on.
No,
but
no,
soft.
That's not a compliment to the car, because the loudest thing in any Rolls-Royce is the fan.
It's the fan,
Is this air conditioning.
This is a really pebbly road and it's just, what's the word?
It wafts.
Wafting.
But it has heft.
It does have heft.
It doesn't try to hide its heft. A lot of SUVs, they try and be smaller than they are. This is just a big bastard.
Now, Rolls-Royce isn't really ashamed of this. In fact, they built this vehicle, that sounds so ridiculous, for off-roading.
No, don't buy it.
There's an off-road button. By the way, this is the first time I've seen a vehicle that just has one off-road setting.
Because no one's off-roading this.
This is the most Rolls-Royce thing to me, because there's just an off-road or an on-road button. Because I just picture a guy saying, I don't understand, sir. Obviously, you can be either on the road or you can be off the road. So, I want to say that the sound deadening in here could even be better by the use of a two-box design. This one doesn't have the...
Tupac.
No, a two-box.
Oh, two-box.
Yes.
Two-box.
Two-box design.
Yes.
A three-box design is this section, your section, and the trunk.
Okay.
And they're all open to each other right now because there's no partition.
And they're progressive.
Yes. To be fair, Rolls-Royce did not design this to be anything else other than a utility vehicle, apparently. In fact, they give you examples in the press release of what you could fold down the seats for. They say that whether you're bringing back a Mark Rothko from the art gallery or the latest find from your archaeological dig, there's room in the Cullinan.
That's all in one Tuesday, to be honest.
Easily, yeah. I'm not sure that they know how much archaeologists make for a living.
No, they're just, you know what? The best of the best archaeologists, maybe they're kidding it.
Yeah, sure. Maybe they're gentlemen archaeologists who buy their way onto digs. Anyway, this vehicle is sensational to drive.
What about the ride, right? Because, like, normally the SUV sacrifice a bit of ride compared to something like the Phantom or the Ghost. And then this is the same platform. This is the architecture of luxury.
It is. It doesn't have dampers for the dampers.
It does like not the have Ghost. Dampers for the dampers.
No, but it does have this, like, okay, here's what it does lack in maybe a little bit of bump damping and maybe a little bit of body control. It makes up for in what is probably the most boss feeling of any vehicle I've ever been in. Like, you feel like a legend driving this car.
Yeah, the spirit of ecstasy in front of you.
You're
driving
so
position.
High up. Yeah. You're even higher back there, so you can look down on me and probably everybody else. But the whole idea with this is that it's utility. And I can't stop dwelling on that because that is what Rolls tries to sell the Cullinan as. But off-roading or not, other than the Phantom and I guess the Ghost, the ride in this is honestly, it's the last word in resplendent luxury.
Except maybe it's not, because this is also about maximum comfort and stability. It combines the E-Active body control with the Airmatic suspension, allowing this Maybach to individually control the spring and damping forces at each individual wheel. On top of that, the dynamic forces from the hydraulic pump overlay the air suspension forces to support and dampen it even further. The intended result? No squatting on acceleration, no pitch on braking. And yeah, it has that feature too, which was made so that you could get out of a sticky off-road situation, but now the world has decided it's for TikTok. Okay, in the Maybach.
Yep.
Quick question about that bounce feature.
Yes, gimmick.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
Do you think people have done naughty things with it? Because it has that vibe, and I posted a Marvin Gaye story singing to it. But I thought about it logistically.
Yeah.
Not I'm giving it much, my friend thought about it.
Yeah,
and he said that it's not that easy because you have to be in drive, in off-road mode, with your foot on the brake pedal. So you have a choice. You can either be the person in the driver's seat with your foot on the pedal, which will cause an accident at some point.
Yeah.
Or you have to hire someone.
Hire a friend.
To, yeah.
And there's also, you know, being in sync with it, internet of things. Anyway, I think that...
Moving on. Yeah,
look, ooh, V8, that's nice, but you know what it isn't? It isn't a V12.
No, I know. Rid yourself of any notion that the SGLS 600 equals V12, because in this, it is the bi-turbo V8 from the GLS 63.
Listen, doesn't Mercedes Maybach say that this engine is exclusive?
No, it says the GLS Maybach can be exclusively had with the M177 engine. So it makes it sound like it's an exclusive engine.
But it's not.
It's not. It's the same engine as all the 63s.
It's tuned differently, though.
Yeah, this has been detuned. So it's 550 horsepower.
Okay.
And look, when I floor it right now, it's quite smooth.
It is. It's coarse, though, compared to a 12. There's like a frequency of vibration that the 12 doesn't have.
It's trying a bit harder.
Yes.
And I
yes.
found that with the Bentley Continental GT as well. Because we tried the V8.
Yep.
I don't think it can live up to that W12 that the Bentleys have.
Okay, I gotta talk about something in here right now. So we'll go over this in detail in a minute, but I must say that
I've got curve mode on.
Oh, I could tell.
See, I put to it's you weird. That this car has more personalities than the Rolls-Royce, which is singular.
Yeah, this is really nice though. Oh,
you got nice tables back there.
Yeah.
So we've tried curve mode and we tried it in the GLE and it's amazing. Basically, the car leans into the corner like a motorbike.
Yep.
And it doesn't experience body roll, which I'm going to say that the Rolls-Royce actually had
lot of body roll.
Yeah.
But that's part of its character. Don't forget, James, it is an off-road utility vehicle.
Yeah, but this has got off-road stuff as well.
Uh-huh.
Including the bounce feature. But what I'm more curious to try is new for this car is the Maybach drive mode.
All right, let's see if it's different. Ready?
All right.
Mode's on.
So what this does is it changes a bunch of things, but most importantly, it shifts the balance of the car so that the passenger has the least amount of vibrations, the most relaxed experience.
Switch it back to comfort?
Okay, so we are. So this is this
Maybach mode.
This is Maybach mode.
This is super important testing we're doing right now for you guys.
And now we're
In comfort.
Well, now we're hitting a corner. Look at that! Wow, it takes the corner to really.
Oh
well.
God, that's so strange. What on earth?
Well, that's without curve.
That's without curve
that's
mode.
Without curve. Yeah, I'm gonna turn around.
Okay, we're gonna hit those corners again with curve mode on. Speaking of which, just to we're being very discombobulated here. Sorry, a pillow went flying under James's intense sports car like braking. The Maybach mode doesn't do anything. It didn't change at all.
It didn't change.
No.
It shifts. No, but I think you'll find it does shift the balance over to. Okay, so we're in curve mode now.
Curve mode. Okay.
I'm not going to take this like a complete lunatic.
No.
Toss it in. Look at that.
Oh my God, that's so weird feeling.
That's weird.
That's so easy. Oh my God.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Oh, I don't care what you say. That's impressive. That really is.
So I think it's pretty much as quick as the Cullinan.
Yeah, I would say, especially if you have corners.
And you
involved.
Look very comfortable back there.
As I said, I don't want to ruin too much, but I am supremely comfortable in here.
All right. So then the last question is before we talk about the actual comfort.
Yeah.
Does the ride, because we've always said the ride in a Rolls-Royce is second to none.
Yes.
Does the ride compare to the Rolls-Royce? And keep in mind, this has the 23-inch Maybach wheels, which is a $7,500 option.
Yeah, I will say that, like, this is some pretty rough pavement right now.
Yeah.
And we are crashing over the bumps. Also, you can kind of hear the dashboard creaking on some of these, like, body motions.
Yeah.
And I can hear the suspension compressions happening right by my... This isn't on the same level as a Rolls. It's very nice.
No.
But...
I agree.
It's not quite at the level of even old Maybachs, really.
No, the Rolls has got to win somewhere for that price.
The thing is that Rolls does insulation from the road in a totally different way.
Yes, yeah.
This is just like...
It's a more athletic car.
It's a more athletic car, but I don't want athletic. But it is also half the price. And it does not have half the ride.
No, so, no, it is. It's closer than.
It is 75% to 80% of the insulation and ride of a Rolls, for half the price. We have driven the Bentley, the whatever it's called,
Bentayga.
The Bentayga.
Yeah.
I was going to say jewelry store, but it's not the right. And what else is there? There's the Range Rover Autobiography. I've driven that. It's nice. It's not in this class, to be perfectly honest. And
the Durango.
No,
I just wanted to slip that in there. I figured you were just saying whatever was on the prompt.
The Durango,
Ford Fiesta.
Okay, out of all, I think that we have today, we probably have the two most baller. Can we line them up?
Absolutely.
Oh, the sideboards! Look at the size of these things.
They're huge.
Oh, they're so good. Look at this.
Although, you now have to close the door yourself.
Like a peasant.
Yes. And we've got used to the Rolls life. You don't need it anymore. All right. So we know how they drive.
Yes.
But obviously, the reason you buy these cars, or one of the reasons, is presence and style.
This wins.
Does it?
Yeah. Look at the size of this vehicle and like the grandeur.
Yeah.
I like that word. I only get to use grandeur when you're talking about Rolls Royces.
I think it's peak Rolls.
Whoa.
it embodies what I would see as modern luxury now.
It's not but like the Phantom though.
Oh, the Phantom. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, the Phantom.
I'm thinking Ghost. I don't want to do the Phantom like that.
Okay,
no one would be doing the Phantom like that.
People have said that this doesn't look good, this vehicle.
It looks overbearing. I get it. I'm more important than you.
Here's what I have to say. I think that if you were going to take a Phantom and make it an SUV, it would look like this. What else could it look like? This is what a Rolls Royce
SUV. You've got to look at your choice of celebrities as well. So when I visited Universal Studios with my fanny pack and my hat,
fanny pack for sure.
Jennifer Lopez had this in her parking spot. Whereas recently, I think Kanye bought Kim before there.
Wait a second, I just got to go back.
So
you visited Universal Studios when this vehicle was out, which was the first year is what?
No, this was a year just before COVID hit.
Right, and you were wearing a fanny pack then. I thought it was the 90s.
And
you were
a hat with the propeller, yeah. But Kanye bought Kim 6 Maybach GLSs. 6.
Why?
Because I don't know. I don't think that even equal one Rolls Royce.
Would she drive on Sunday? One for every other day of the week.
That's true.
One of these, I guess.
Yeah, just drive into the divorce office, I guess.
Okay, so this is fine. I don't think. First of all, orange peel and the paint, massive amounts
of
it. Well,
you're paying for it in the Rolls. You know, this is double the price. But I guess you're also paying for that because it's 230 grand.
It is. And this grill is, with this, it's not.
Well, you know, I wouldn't, you know, downplay the grill. You know, if I was to describe it, I would say, you know, the elegant line of vertical chrome pinstripes, it actually adds as a motif. And then they widen into small oar blades at the upper edge, blending into a chrome frame, which bears the lettering Maybach at the top center.
You're just reading the press release again. You just read, that's press release language, obviously.
The language is so flowery on the Rolls press releases. I needed something.
Yeah, that's not even flowery. You want to see a press release story?
Go on.
I got one for you. Okay, let's look at the back of this, okay? Because I got a humdinger.
Yeah, we haven't got the wheels I've got. Look at those 23-inch Maybach wheels.
Yeah, those wheels are better. You win.
Yeah.
But what you don't win is this, okay? Because, first of all, split folding gate, okay?
All right. An X7 has that.
That's very good. I pushed the wrong button there. There we go. So, you can have a seat on here, watch the...
I'm not sitting on that.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? But I have a piece from the press release that I am going to read to you verbatim. Okay?
Okay.
This is about this back hatch, because this is the simplest form of this. It can be customized in many a way. Now, I'm going to start the quote right now. Ready?
Okay. I'm going to try and imagine it.
Okay. Well, that's good, because the first line is, imagine the scene. Having chosen your adventure, you call down to your garage, Jason, we're going to go drone racing today. Can you load the drone module into the Cullinan? Downstairs, Jason selects the drone racing module from the rack containing several other recreation modules that the owner has commissioned from Rolls-Royce to satisfy his or her preferred recreational pursuits.
Okay. First of all, massive congrats on the accent.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
It's a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
But that's nutty.
Okay, so the fact that they're living in a world where you can option a falconry set module for your Cullinan is that's all the evidence that you need.
There's even one I saw with laptops and smartphones.
I don't know what that's for. It's just for doing hacking or something.
The hacker named 4chan. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could get any all these modules that slide into the back and you store them in your module container in your garage and you keep a man named Jason down there so he can load them for
you. If I told someone I had a module, they'd be like, you need to see a doctor. You need to make sure it's benign.
That's a nodule, but I know what you mean. Okay. Anyway.
All right, interiors. Which one do you want to look at first?
Let's start with the Rolls and move back.
Okay, because this is pretty epic.
Okay.
You cheat every time.
I know.
You start it and then you say go. All right. Okay. So, first impressions. This blue.
It what?
This blue.
Oh, I thought you meant it blue. That was a strange sentence. Okay. Yes, the blue is the richest color I've seen in leather.
It's
I think.
It's cobalto blue.
Cobalto blue.
Yeah, which is just cobalt blue. But they've added no.
Yeah. Why?
To make it fancy.
Okay.
Is that champagne? No, it's some champagne.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It looks amazing.
Otherwise, this is very much a Rolls-Royce interior, right?
Well, you can tell it's previous gen already, right? We were in the Ghost recently, if you've seen that review.
Yep.
It is upgraded in places. Like this infotainment here now
it
seems
a bit dated.
Yeah, slightly older, slightly smaller screen. Although they've stayed true to the gauge cluster.
Which I do really like. I like the half digital, half analog gauges. Everything's clean. But this is, in terms of a spec for a Rolls, when I saw this in pictures,
yes,
I didn't think it looked very good.
It looks a bit tacky.
But then you get in here.
It's wonderful.
And it's you get the starry night.
With shooting stars.
The black with the blue.
I'm not making any more wishes.
No wishes.
Hit me in the arse last time. You've seen the Ghost review.
Okay, but the interior of this is the most Drake thing I have ever
seen. They both are. Drake literally owns a Maybach GLS.
Yeah, I know, but
and I think maybe one of these, who knows?
Seriously though, the seats are so comfortable.
We've got the lamb wool mats.
Lamb's wool, yeah.
Yep, which I've now learned, they don't necessarily need to die.
The lambs don't always die.
But a lot of cows, a lot of cows.
Yeah, a lot of
Everything's
cows.
Leather wrapped.
Bulls, specifically.
Bulls.
The headliner is obviously completely leather. Everything is leather all the way down. Everything's chrome and leather. It's just...
And as we've learned, it's a game of options where the price just jumps up every time you look at something. That clock, probably $7,000.
Goes a zillion dollars.
These stitched Spirit of Ecstasies.
Oh, they're free, though. No, they're not.
They're not free.
Yeah. They're $6,000.
Yeah. The
steering wheel in the Cullinan is a smaller diameter than the Ghost and the... did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's just a little bit smaller.
Interesting. Does it just seem smaller?
No, I think it actually is. They expect it to be smaller. Don't really know why. Either way, this is as athletic of a vehicle as Rolls-Royce makes. Remember, this is not... Please remember when we look at the back seats that this is for adventures. Crossing.
That sounds like you're making excuses.
No, I'm not. It's James, it's for crossing the Sahara.
Is that why it doesn't have...
Navigating through the mountains of India.
Is that why for $500,000 you get a brake pedal that looks like that?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Maybach pedals?
I have, and we'll show them to everybody in a minute, but like, it's worth saying that, come on.
All right, let me try these back seats then.
Yeah, okay.
See, we're going, right. Oh, blue key.
Got it specced with the color.
I love that, though, right?
I love it.
Cobalto blue. And this one's an option with running boards. It's basically dangerous.
Oh. See that?
Yours was half closed.
No, I know.
Or half open.
I cheated again.
Depending on how positive a person you are. Oh, the starry night.
Yes. It's okay. So we're in kind of jump seats right now.
Yes.
I have to say. Yeah.
The leather is soft. It's comfortable.
They're really comfortable. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a spa day.
No, not like a ghost or a phantom.
Well, can you adjust them?
Yeah, of course.
No, you can't. No, they're attached to them.
No, you can. This one.
Oh, you can adjust the headrest.
That's fine. We don't want it. It's totally adjustable. Massively optimized for my comfort now. Look at that.
I remember the Ghost had immersive seats and they were like $11,000. I'm wondering if that's what you need.
Mm. Okay. Again, the point of the Cullinan is...
Allegedly.
No. According to Rolls-Royce and all of the fancy words in the press releases I read, it's like a 9-page document describing why this facilitates the adventure in your life.
It also talks about modules.
Yes.
In real life.
Yes. In real life, this is to go on adventures with. If not, you'd buy the Ghost or you'd buy the Phantom. You buy the Cullinan because you and some friends...
No one's buying what you're selling, mate.
I know.
It's not a thing.
It's what they're trying to sell.
I'm just really digging the Cobalto blue.
The Cobalto blue is
it's really everywhere,
good.
You know.
That's the feature you get back here.
Nice.
Cup holders. Okay, but we can say that the materials in here, as usual, in a Rolls-Royce,
second to none,
are incredible. Every single thing is trimmed in leather. The seats are soft. And, like, the leather is just... We've been in a lot of fancy cars. Nothing feels like that. And that's why you buy a Rolls, not for the big reclining seats and all the stuff in the Cullinan, I guess. But
other than the Bentayga, we've brought along the one vehicle that might be able to compete.
Might give it a run for its money.
So let's go take a look. Yeah. You have to actually push it.
No, you don't.
It doesn't have effortless doors.
Really?
Yeah. The assumption
is dumb.
On your adventure, someone else is opening the door for you. But look at the Maybach. All right. Now, obviously, you've immediately got that scent of white osmanthus blossom rounded off by spicy tea.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The smell is immediately a white osmanthus blossom.
Yes, rounded off by spicy tea.
Okay, does it have scents in the glove box?
Yes, this is the Maybach scent. That's what their scent is.
That's what they say it is.
Yeah.
White osmanthus
blossom. There's some flowery language for
you,
literally.
Oh my god, okay. Anyway.
Right. In here.
Is a GLE. Oh, was I not supposed to do that?
No, it is.
Yeah.
It is a GLE.
Yes.
However... We do have the
stripes.
We got stripes.
The stripes,
which are very nicely made.
It's a GLE with stripes,
and they obviously represent that we have the rear executive package. And I don't think we should waste any more time in the front of this GLE.
Okay, there's only like one or two things I want to point out. I like the leather up here, like this. Like I like how much stitching there is.
So this has the extended leather option. There is one extra leather option that it doesn't have,
which does this little bit, right?
Yeah, it does this bit here. It's $8,000.
Whoa!
So it does that bit, and it does around the back here, which you can't see when
the
door's closed.
It's when you open the door.
So it does the last few bits for $8,000.
And I would
save that.
Oh, and the pedals. Got to point those out. Really cool.
Much nicer. Much
really
nicer.
Cool. I dig that massively.
But where this wins, and I think even over a double the price Rolls-Royce, is its focus on the passengers.
Let's go look.
Because I know we discussed the Maybach mode prioritizes the balance to the passenger seats, but it's not just the balance, right? Look at this.
It's crazy.
So I will agree, it's GLE in the front, but instead of being a three
it's all
row...
all Maybach back here,
it's all
baby.
All Maybach in the back. I mean, look at you talk about the stripes, but look at the visual it gives you from the back there.
No, there's a few things that are genuinely sensational in this back. First of all, that the backs of these seats look great with the ambient lighting stripe. This decking
Yes.
is just
it looks like it's off one of those beautiful speedboats.
Yeah, like I almost wish that it was like hand-oiled teak, right? It's just...
You know what? For you, it is.
Okay.
It is. But no. It also has the Burmester high-end 3D sound integrated into it.
The sound system is amazing in this car.
There are things I love about this bag. Like, even this phone charger...
Yeah.
...charges through the case.
Wait, what?
Power. That's my power.
That rarely happens. Yeah.
Like, you know, think this is half the price of the Rolls... And you're coming off. You've just done a great gig, you know. Everyone booed you off the stage because you're rubbish.
Yeah, that'd be me.
And you get in like this is gonna feel as much of an experience as the Rolls.
These seats are. First of all, we have to show everyone. It comes with a
These guys like pillows.
A Mymock branded pillow, which you don't need or you do need depending on which lumbar support you want. But these seats fully recline. There's like a leg rest thing. There's a lot of piano black. I will say that. And of course there is. A cooler. With no champagne. Mercedes didn't give us the champagne flutes. They don't trust us enough.
No.
These
screens are easy to get on with. They're quick and responsive.
What were we in recently where the screens in the back were not that impressive?
That was a Rolls Royce.
It was a Rolls Royce. Yeah, it was a Rolls Royce.
These are more impressive than a Rolls.
They are,
This is starting to... This looks great, but there's in the new... We have seen the new Maybach S-Class now, which is the next generation.
The next gen.
There's even funkier stuff than this, but this doesn't feel old at all.
No. This still feels like an absolute occasion. Like everything is leather still. And instead of a Starry Night, you can get a real Starry Night by just opening the windscreen.
Not in the city, there's still lots of pollution.
I will say that I like the Starry Night better as an experience for the back. Like just the look. Yeah. It's just really, really neat.
And there's a privacy vibe to it.
But this is fantastic. I got the blinds that go
up.
This
isn't even an adventurous spec. This is black on black on black on black. Some of the specs here where you get the different browns and the woods. I think this is almost, for a boring spec, quote, it's still wonderful back here.
And you know what it does have? No, the little bit one that goes back to. You know what it does have is that it's doors that work. Right? Because we've learned now that at first when you get into Rolls, you're really impressed by the fact that you push a button and it closes automatically. But if you don't get the, what's the extra Rolls thing called?
Yeah, effortless doors.
Effortless doors.
Which you didn't get on with either. They were too helpful.
They were too helpful. But these, the doors in that Rolls, like this is just a door in a car. The Rolls doors are heavy and difficult to operate. The button doesn't make any sense.
No.
And they're cooled and massaging.
So honestly, I'm trying to figure out what to do here because the Rolls is obviously king in a lot of places. If you could mix them together, I'd take the rear of this at least in the interior.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I do like the Rolls exterior.
But I would take a Phantom.
Yeah, but that's way more money. The Phantom we drove was 800 Canadian.
Oh, that's right. It is ridiculously expensive.
We're in this weird messed up world now where 230. As spec'd, doesn't actually seem crazy.
Yeah, I know. It does to us, but like in the world of super luxury SUVs, this is the price. You can get this entire Maybach for the price of the options on a Phantom.
True, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? What does that tell you? I'll take this, please. Two of them, I guess.
Six of them if you're Kim Kardashian. Which in the right light.
Thanks.
Okay, Thomas might not be a Kim lookalike. Oh, and Kanye bought her 5 Maybachs, not 6. My mistake. More importantly, after much thought and as time with the vehicles went on, it became obvious why the Rolls-Royce comes with the higher price tag. The Maybach is actually pretty incredible, and its rear seat game is without question even more luxurious and indulgent feeling than the Rolls-Royce. But that's about where it ends. From the driver's seat, and the driver's seat alone, the Maybach doesn't feel $100,000 more than a well-optioned and already great GLE 450. And to the untrained eye, it doesn't look that different either.
The Rolls, on the other hand, from the bespoke recreation modules to the cockpit to how it looks from 100 yards away, it never lets you forget its position at the top of the luxury SUV food chain. Its styling, its smoothness, and its ability to soak up the road and all the sound on the highway and make you feel important is genuinely second to none. Thanks for watching.